Ist ob nächst.
Good afternoon. The regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sunamung. These are the top stories. The pig farming sector is expanding in Kribi in the Ocean Division thanks to growing demand for pork meat. Parents in the Northwest region have been encouraged to discuss menstrual hygiene with their children for a better management of their monthly flow. And in this newscast, we will discover the Love Village, a medical unit at the Jamo Hospital, putting a smile on the faces of many persons with mental issues. These and more will be yours in a moment. There is a growing community of pig farmers in the Ocean Division as demand for pork is at its highest in the markets. The fluctuation in the prices of fish in Kribi has greatly contributed to shift thoughts. Pork, which has relatively stable prices. Brinon Donwi Funwi reports that these pig farmers have gained support from government and other partners to boost production. His report.
Apart from fish, pork in different forms is becoming a staple in household menus in Kribi in the Ocean Division.
Oh, there's too much pork here. I was even surprised to see that there's a lot of pork meat here in Kribi. At the main market, there's a place where they say it's only pork meat.
The increase in demand follows the scarcity and spike in fish prices.
In Kribi here, it is not only fish, there's also pork meat.
With consumption at an increase, economic operators are now investing heavily in pig farms in order to satisfy the growing demand. On the outskirts of Kribi, Jean-Celestin Wattat is growing his piggery to satisfy local and external needs. With support from government and other partners, the pig farm is growing at a geometric rate with industrial equipment and qualified staff for follow-up.
We started small, from 300 to
2,500 pigs. People are coming to Kribi now in relation to pig farm activities. We supply almost all of Cameroon. People come from the west, Yaoundé, Bamenda, Nanga. Many people come and benefit from our livestock.
Veterinarians make sure the quality of pork produced and consumed from this farm are globally acceptable.
It's important to work together. We have a good team. We have materials, we have medicine, and every day we are working about formation.
Another important supplier of pigs in Kribi is the St. Joseph Diocese of Kribi, with a farm of over 200 pigs. They feed the demand market.
We say to everyone, retailers and to people who need for special ceremonies like weddings, bride price, and even for home consumption.
Local production of pig in Kribi in the Ocean Division is on the rise, although animal feed prices keep increasing and producers calling on government support and other partners for subvention in order to meet the demand of the growing sector. Bruno Ndongwe Funwi, CRTV, Kribi.
And health professionals in the Northwest region have recommended that persons from 30 years and above should reduce the intake of salt, stop tobacco, and consume a balanced diet and regularly check their blood pressure. The medics believe that adopting this healthy lifestyle will help prevent and manage hypertension, a health condition which they describe as silent killer. Ola Titanki reports.
High blood pressure, also known as hypertension, according to medics, is a public health concern, a health condition in which the blood vessels have persistently raised pressure, increasing the pumping function of the heart and leading to the hardening of the vessel. Dr. Innocent Bonui at the Bamenda Regional Hospital discloses that the number of persons diagnosed with the disease is alarming and attributes this to behavioral and lifestyle related factors.
People who are greater than 50 are at high risk of having hypertension. If your parents were hypertensive, they can transfer some genes to you. Physical inactivities, high salt intake, excessive alcohol and smoking.
In the regional hospital, Bamenda in particular, 3 out of every 10 people
consulted are hypertensive.
The medic regrets that the health condition portrays symptoms when it is severe.
Severe headache, chest pains, usually at the left side, dizziness, difficulties in breathing, blurred visions.
Dr. Innocent Bonui recommends a healthy lifestyle.
Eat more fruits and vegetables, eat less salt, being active, quit alcohol and cigarette smoking.
The population has been advised to do regular check of their blood pressure, as medics insist that prevention is better than cure. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
From the grass field in the northwest to the foot of Mount Fako in the southwest region, where health experts have advised couples to conduct a medical checkup before marriage in order to know their status and make right decisions. They were speaking on the occasion of World Sickle Cell Day. Details with Enanga Mignoli.
Sickle cell disease is a group of blood disorders that cannot be gotten from anywhere else but typically inherited from both parents. Dr. Fokam Yulan is a pediatrician at the Buea Regional Hospital.
It's a recessive genetic disease. That means the child is getting one S brand from the father and another one S brand from the mother, making him to be SS. It means that both parents are the people providing the SS child. I mean, insisting on it because we have seen a lot of chaos situation. When the diagnosis is made, each parent starts to accuse the other parents. So it should be clear from the beginning that the children inherit it from both mothers and father.
She further explains the symptoms of the disease in children.
Usually from 0 to 6 months after birth, you don't have any manifestation because the child is still covered by the hemoglobin F, the fetal hemoglobin. So there is usually no manifestation. From 6 months, you can start to have things like swelling hands, swelling feet, which we usually call the foot and hand syndrome. You can start to have a child having some episode of anemia, severe anemia, which can lead to transfusion. You can start to have a child developing jaundice, which are yellow eyes, or color urine, deep Coca-Cola. And when you start to have a child who is walking, the child can start to have some difficulty to walk or some retardation to walk. And when the child is getting bigger, he start to feel a lot of joint pain. In case of complication like osteomyelitis, when you have a bone surgery during your childhood, it's a call of concern to make your genotype.
According to Dr. Fokam Yulan, families and caregivers advise to encourage patients to respect medical prescription in order to better manage the situation.
There are some drugs like hydroxyurea that we are proposing, which help to reduce a lot of crises. Make sure that you drink your water, you take your folic acid, you take your vaccines, because sickle cells, they need some specific vaccine, and make sure that you are follow up at least at a certain frequency every 3 months, every 4 months, to make sure that everything is okay.
To go by the World Health Organization, an estimated 240 children on the African continent are born with sickle cell annually. In Cameroon, the prevalence ranges between 20 to 30%. Thus, couples are advised to conduct a medical checkup before marriage in order to know their status and make informed decision.
People who are about to get married, it's useful to know your HB electrophoresis, because when you know it, you will take your decision. Nobody will take it for you. When you do your own, you the man is AS, you the lady is AS, take a responsible decision.
Medics have, however, called on the population of the Southeast region to give sickle cell patients love, care, and support. Enanga Mignoli for the regional news in Buea.
The regional news on the national station of the CRTV. And we continue our tour to the regions, highlighting once again in the northwest region, where some parents have been talking about the importance of educating their female adolescents on menstrual hygiene, especially during this holidays period. The parents presume they have ample time to dialogue with the children, and they, like teachers at school, have the responsibility to educate them on good menstrual practices. Fela Kezia Fonja completes that story.
In a shift away from relying solely on schools to provide menstrual education, more parents in Bamenda are taking matters into their hands during this holiday period. Jude Tam is a parent.
Parents are the first teachers, even before the teachers that we have in school. And menstrual hygiene is a topic that needs patience. Even when teachers take upon themselves to drill children on menstrual hygiene, I think they will not do it as much as parents will do, because parents understand their children. And I feel that if they take out time to drill these children of theirs on menstrual hygiene, the teachers will just be doing the finishing.
They feel menstrual hygiene education should be both the responsibility of the parent and teachers at school, according to Lorata Petruki.
Menstrual hygiene education is a shared responsibility between parents and teachers, but it is more of a parent's responsibility, because I believe menstruation is an early onset. Like, menstruation can begin as early as 8 and 9 years old, ideally, and some basic conversations about puberty and bodily changes should happen at home before a child period even arrives.
Other parents admit to employing a variety of approaches, like having open-ended discussions with their adolescent girls.
Open communication about menstruation can help normalize it and create a safe space and environment for girls to ask questions about menstruation and menstrual hygiene. And reinforcement at school. Schools can provide a structured learning environment to delve deeper into science and management of menstruation. This reinforces what they learned at home and creates a peer support network with classmates.
Menstrual education is about empowering the next generation to manage their periods safely and with confidence, as health experts agree that parental involvement is crucial for menstrual education remains inconsistent across school systems. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
Thank you, Fela. Let's now go next door, CRTV Center, and talk mental health, where our correspondent Irene Manti Ayonge will be taking us to discover the Love Village health unit of the Jamo Hospital, where many are currently receiving treatment while others are doing well and ready to go home, thanks to the special attention benefited. Take a listen.
Yaounde Jamo Hospital, direction to the Village of Love for patients with mental health issues. After 6 months of treatment and follow-up, Patrick is out of the crisis that took him to the streets when he came to the Yaounde from Kumba in the southwest region to learn carpentry.
I started smoking Indian, I started smoking cigarette, I started smoking Thai. As the madness take me, I do not know where to go. One day on the road, these people see me and they call me. I came, they inject me, they put me in their car, they come and give me here.
Patrick, like the others, 40 in number, are now very stable and homesick, yearning to integrate with loved ones like his mother.
But with the way they are taking care of me, it is not a problem. Now that I want them, my family should come and take me because I'm already well.
They are already in discomfort here. It's not good for them because they are already stable.
Helping the section of mental health patients still in difficult states, lodged in some 5 rooms here, they have a TV set to spice their day. Lo DJ, as Patrick is popularly known, animates his roommates with his dance steps.
Hey, yo, ouais, si tu vois ma go, dis-lui que je go chez le what.
Teamwork is what is helping these patients this far, but not without difficulties, which include logistics. Nancy Agui is one of the nurses in attendance.
We lack of space now, and it's very important for us to have another place where they can be fine. Some challenges about family. Many of them think that the problem is witchcraft, a spiritual attack, things like that, and don't want to come and take them back home.
Families are often contacted to come and identify themselves, take their loved ones home, while they will still be receiving treatments. The greatest wish is for this initiative to help homeless patients become a national program. Irene Mantayonge for the regional news in the center.
And that report by Irene puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard the pig farming sector is expanding in Kribi in the Ocean Division thanks to growing demand for pork. And parents in the Northwest region have been encouraged to discuss about menstrual hygiene with their children for a better management of their monthly flow. And in this newscast, we discovered the Love Village, a medical unit at the Jamo Hospital that has been putting smiles on the faces of many persons suffering from mental health. The regional news was presented by Vanessa Wunnang Sinamung. Thanks for listening. Lunch and Date continues.